Al Jazeera has taken the killing of its correspondent Shireen Abu Akleh to the International Criminal Court. Members of the Palestinian-American journalist family were with the team at The Hague. The lawsuit comes after a six-month investigation by the television network's legal team. Shireen Abu Akleh was shot and killed by Israeli forces in May while reporting from the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank.
Al Jazeera's legal team has conducted a full and detailed investigation into the case, and we have unearthed new evidence based upon several eyewitness accounts, the examination of multiple items of video footage and forensic evidence pertaining to the case. The submission to the ICC prosecutor has highlighted the new witness evidence and video footage, which clearly shows that Shireen and her colleagues were directly fired at by Israeli defense forces. The claim by the Israeli authorities that Shireen was killed by mistake in an exchange of fire is clearly unfounded.
A Ukrainian drone's been used to attack an airfield in the Russian region of Kursk, according to its governor. There's been no comment from Kyiv or Moscow. Russia's defense ministry accused Ukraine of two attacks on Monday. There are calls for justice for more than 270 civilians killed last week in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. M23 fighters are being blamed for the massacre, which they deny. East African leaders have been holding talks on the conflict. At least 16 people have been killed in an explosion in northern Afghanistan. It happened in the city of Mazar-i-Sharif. Explosives on a roadside were detonated as a bus was passing by. 30 others were injured. Indonesia's parliament has passed a new criminal code which makes sex outside of marriage illegal and punishable by up to a year in jail. The revision applies to both citizens and foreigners. It also bans unmarried couples from living together. It will come into effect in 3 years' time. People trying to get into Beijing International Airport will no longer require a negative COVID-19 test result. Testing requirements have also been removed for people to enter most public places in Shanghai. It's the latest easing of pandemic restrictions.